Australian customs officers recently uncovered 15 geckos in parcels that someone had attempted to smuggle to the Czech Republic. Most of them were dead due to the lack of feed, water and air. The attempt to smuggle exotic animals to the Czech Republic is not isolated, and Australian and Czech police are now working to trace what they believe could be an extensive network of animal smugglers. Ruth Frankova has the story.
In the Czech Republic, animals reportedly come third on the list of smuggled goods after drugs and weapons. Last year, the authorities confiscated altogether 151 animals, mainly tortoises, songbirds and parrots. Jitka Kufnerová from the Czech Environmental Inspection Agency says the Australian geckos were probably smuggled by individuals, but she doesn't rule out the possibility that a larger network was involved. However, she says this is very hard to prove.
It's organized in a bit different form than other illegal activities. There is not stable network or anything like this operating. It's just a network of people who know each other. Network gets together for individual cases of some animals that are wanted. They know whom to contact, whom to sell, but they are not in close contact, working contact for most of the year.
For many years, the Czech Republic was a transfer country in international illegal animal trade. However, with people getting richer and more interested in acquiring an exotic pet, it has increasingly become a target country. So, what can be done to prevent animal smuggling? Jitka Kufnerová again.
We do regular checks of shipments of individual passengers of their luggage on Rosině Airport, and then connected with the CITES, we have some internal Czech rules that allows us to do the checks in breeding facilities, in reptile markets, for example, in parrot markets. So we do all these regular checks and we try to keep the illegal trade as low as possible.
How successful do you think you are? Do you have any indication as to what proportion of smuggled animals you manage to uncover?
Always very difficult to say, because how can you estimate something what you've never seen? Maybe an indicator could be from one interview with the offender. We found out that we were able to uncover one of his activities and he actually did 10 shipments, so maybe one-tenth. But this is just rough estimation and there are no exact numbers.
Is it right that the Czech Republic is one of the top countries as far as animal smuggling is concerned?
It is said so. It's perhaps because Czech people were always very keen in exotic species of reptiles and parrots, and they were, and up to now, they have been able to reproduce all these animals. And some breeders can't resist the temptation to get the most rarest species, and they just do whatever they can.
The most notorious case of smuggling dates back to 2004, when two Czechs were caught stealing orchids in New Zealand. Shockingly, one was the dean of the medical faculty at Olomouc University, who was caught with 115 orchids in his backpack. The other, an employee of the Czech Environmental Inspection Agency, had 15. They were lucky to get away with only a fine. If the gecko smugglers are ever caught, they could face up to 10 years in prison.